This is the Inno the Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 60 of the Inno the Buzz podcast, designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation become even more innovative. You've inherited $60 million. But first, it's been another busy week at the Inno the Buzz Hive with many things happening, including a video filming session for our Best Year Yet event. That was quite exciting. We did the entire marketing videos all in one afternoon. It was a lot of fun and just built on my sense of excitement about this event. Now, this event is at the end of May in a wonderful tropical island paradise, so a retreat from the everyday grind of business where we'll work with the people coming to that event to really turbocharge their businesses. But I'll give you more information about that later. I bet you are fascinated by the title of this podcast episode. You've inherited $60 million. I'm sure you've all received similar emails. The gist of them goes something like this. I'm David D. Duddias, expert in corporate legal claims. I'm a partner at Thompson & Associates. They go on to describe the unfortunate passing of their longtime client who happens to have the same surname as you. The said client also left no will, but did leave an estate worth $60 million. Our lawyer friend makes a very generous offer in that you, as the sole heir, are entitled to receive 50% of the said funds, and 50% are retained by the lawyer for his services. All you have to do to claim these funds is to contact the lawyer by fax or email. Of course, we all know this is a scam, right? At least I hope we do. If you don't, please get in touch with me. Now, why do I start with that story? Well, I received another email this week, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of this particular email. Now, the other email I received went along the lines of, "We found your website on the internet." Well, that's good. And must say that it is very well designed, contains interesting material, and clearly demonstrates that you are a good business. So my ego felt really stroked. They go on to say, however, you are not ranking number one on Google. Please contact us and we can make sure that you rank number one on Google. So for me, this type of email is as much a scam as the inheritance emails. For a start, no one can guarantee you a particular ranking on Google. Not even Google can do that. They've said that. There's no magic bullet. Or as my guest on next week's podcast, Diane Kinney, puts it in the interview, there's no easy button. There is simply no substitute for doing the work that's required to make sure that your website is optimized for the best possible ranking in the search engines. But before I get to that, let's look into that number one on Google email a little more. First of all, I've said you don't rank number one on Google. Well, they don't even know what keywords I want to rank for. They haven't specified what keywords they were investigating. They've not done any research into my business or where I'm located. Otherwise, they would realize that we're a web designer and development agency and are perfectly capable of carrying out our own SEO optimization. Maybe they think we haven't done a very good job. Who knows? But then again, these companies are just making use of automated robots to scam the internet. The best indication of this is the fact that Google gets around 100 emails every week along the same lines. Now get this. Dear Google, we found your website on the internet. Unfortunately, you are not ranking number one on Google, the major search engine on the internet. How cool is that? Obviously, they've not done any research. It's obviously just a machine-generated email. So treat any unsolicited emails you get offering to get your website ranked on page one or number one on Google with the same level of skepticism you would treat that email telling you that you've just inherited $60 million. But what can I do to improve my rankings? Well, you might very well ask that question. So the very first thing to keep in mind about ranking on the search engines is what your visitor experience is. Now, I like to begin with the end in mind. And I'm sure you've heard me say that many times before because I like to apply that to everything I do. So your desired result is not to be number one on Google because that is a vanity goal. Your desired result is to get more customers and make more money, which is what your business is all about. From your ideal audience perspective, they will be searching for a product or service that helps them address a need or solve a problem. And hopefully you have that product or service. Now, when they find your website or page that is related to that product or service, it's important to know what they will experience next. When they land on that particular page that is listed in the Google search, what do you want them to do there? It might be to call you for more information. It might be to download some information or to fill in a form so that you can contact them in response to the information that they've provided. Whatever it is that you want them to do when they land on that particular page, it's important that you make it as easy as possible for them to do that. Further, you need to know for every visitor to those particular pages how you're going to convert them into paying customers. What steps or tools do you have in place to convince the visitor to that particular web page that you have the best product or service to fit their needs and that you are the company that they should choose? So there's a whole bunch of steps which you need to prepare before you worry about listing keywords that you want to improve your Google search ranking for. The order in which I suggest you organize for search engine optimization is as follows. Firstly, be really clear who your target audience is. What are their wants and needs? What are their fears and frustrations? And how will you help them? Secondly, what is your end goal for this target audience? This should be defined in terms of the product or service you want them to buy. Of course, this product or service should help them address their wants, needs, their fears, and their frustrations. Thirdly, what information or perhaps even low-cost product or service can you offer this target audience to build trust and to make sure that both of you are a good fit for one another? Fourthly, how will you begin to communicate with your target audience? And five, where do we find that target audience and how do we get them onto our web page? As you might have noticed, these points are in fact a complete strategy for website visitor acquisition and conversion to clients. And I've listed them in the reverse order of how you would execute them. So once we understand our ideal audience and where we can find them, then we can begin to optimize the SEO fundamentals of the web pages which they will be coming to. So, what do these fundamentals look like? Now, before you invest a lot of time and energy, perhaps money, in researching new keywords that will lead visitors to your particular web page, I suggest that you focus on what you are already ranking for and what you can optimize in those pages. To do this, it's important to have access to your site analytics and also to the Google Search Console for your website. With both these tools, you'll be able to determine what keywords are ranking well, what visitors to a particular page on your website are actually searching for, how much time they spend on your particular website page, and what actions they take there. Then take a close look at the page content and ask yourself, is there a call to action on the page? Is it the right call to action? If you've set up Google Analytics correctly, you should even be able to tell the percentage of page visitors that are taking that particular action. Ask yourself also, is there a conversion mechanism in place that would be the pathway that converts visitors to paying customers? And do you have a measuring system in place to determine the conversion rate of that page? Now, the analytics data will also tell you how long visitors are staying on each page. Google considers time on page an important ranking factor, as it is a reflection of the user experience and the value the content on that page is to the viewer. The two tools that I mentioned here are Google Analytics and Google Search Console, and we'll have links to those in the show notes. Now, Google Search Console used to be known as Google Webmaster Tools. Now, make sure you have access to the appropriate accounts related to your website. If you don't, talk to your website person to get this access. Once you're clear about the keyword or keyword phrase which is generating the most visitor interest, then it's time to review the fundamental SEO setup of that particular page which it leads to. There are 10 key things to set up correctly that will give you close to an optimum setup, and here they are. The page title should contain the keyword phrase, ideally at the beginning. The page title should be around 10 words in length. It should, in addition, be captivating for your audience. The URL should contain the keyword phrase. Having said that, the URL should be as short as possible rather than something long. So a phrase like number one on Google is much better than what are the secrets to rank number one on Google. Also, remove any date, any author, and any category tags from your URL to keep it as short as possible. The main focus keywords for a particular page should be unique to that page. The page should have a meta description, which is the summary that Google will display in the search results. This description should entice the reader to visit the page. It should be around 150 characters. The text on the page should be a minimum of 300 words. The keyword phrase should be used throughout the text. However, the text should be written to read naturally rather than randomly plonk the keywords in it. That's a really bad move. Now, readability is important not only to your viewer, it's critical to the time they spend on the site, which is a key Google ranking factor. So make good use of paragraphs and formatting and an easily read layout. The keyword phrase should appear in the first paragraph of your content, ideally in the first sentence. The keyword phrase should also be used in a subheading in the page at least once. And finally, the images in the page should contain what is known as alt attributes, that is a text tag that the search engines will see. And that's because search engines do not see images, they only see text. So there are 10 points that will get you close to an optimized fundamental SEO layout for your page. Now, beyond these 10 points, any effort on further optimizing SEO of the page gives a minuscule return on time or money invested, and the time and money that you would invest in that can be better spent on working on your marketing program or your systems to actually drive traffic to that page and convert the visitors to paying customers. So I've debunked the myth of the get to number one on Google button. It doesn't exist. I've described the steps you need to take to achieve your real goal from the website, which is to get the right audience to visit and to convert those leads into paying customers. And I've shared the 10 steps for optimizing your on-page SEO. I'd love to hear from you what your experience is with SEO and with SEO companies making promises about ranking, and any challenges you might have had with getting leads from your website and converting those leads into customers. Finally, I promised you more information on our magical goal setting and planning workshop to help business owners design an awesome year for their business. This event is at the end of May. It will be in a wonderful tropical island paradise off Phuket in Thailand, where in just 5 days you'll build a plan that will turbocharge your business and enable you to confidently predict and then achieve those results for the next 12 months. The focus will be on results and on making goal setting and planning fun. And how could it not be fun in such a splendid location? The event is called My Best Year Yet, and it is a hands-on program developed and led by 5 masterful business owners who have the capability, focus, power, and drive to truly succeed. And yes, last time I mentioned this, there were 4. We now have one more masterful business owner that has joined the team, which is really great. And I'm really excited to be working with 4 other awesome business owners on this project and looking forward to help transform some businesses in the coming year. Now, if you're interested and want to find out more, please email me directly or via the contact form on the website. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and find the SEO checklist helpful. Let me know how you go. I'd really like to hear back what you find particularly useful about this episode and about the podcasts in general. Now, all the show notes for the episode will be at innovabiz.com.au/60. That is the numbers 60, innovabiz.com.au/60. There we'll have all the links that we spoke about in the episode today. If you like this podcast and found the information valuable, we'd love you to leave us a review. Not only do reviews help us get found, but they also help us help more people. So leave your review on iTunes and then subscribe so you'll never miss a future episode. If you prefer Stitcher or Pocket Casts, you can subscribe there as well. If there's anything you'd like us to cover or questions you want answered on a future InnovaBuzz podcast, please leave a comment in the blog post below. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.